Hi, everybody. Well, today's our Monday Creation Lightship radio show. And the date today is the 4th of June. And here we go, 2018. We'll clear the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There, that feels much better. And if you have a situation happening, let's clear that from you. So here we go. Think of a situation you're having. And it could be physical pain, could be emotional problems. So I'll clear that. Counting to 10 to release that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's bring up the light being or beings on your monitor screen. And here we go. Bringing peace to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay, we'll turn it over to Elizabeth here. So, Elizabeth, there you are.
Yep, here I am. Happy to be here. If you'd like to email us some questions during the show, you can feel free to do that by emailing us at clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And you can also check out Ron's website for links to our chat and submit a question that way if you prefer. That's creationlightship.com. That's your home base where you'll find all the healings and clearings that we talk about on the shows tonight, as well as links to the chat while the show is live at the top of the page. You can also find those on our bbsradio.com homepage. So welcome, everybody, and thanks, Ron, for energizing the light being with peace energy. That's always so nice. And thanks already. We have a ton of questions, so I guess we'll just get started. And I do have a couple of announcements to make. People were asking about this last week, and Ron is going to be doing two special calls. One will be on June 16th, and that is the Body Organ Restoration and Revitalization Session. It's a three-hour call-in healing session that starts at 1 o'clock Pacific time. It's $50, and you can attend live or as a registered absentee. All of the main organs and body systems will be cleared, and it's going to be a wonderful call with lots of drinking water, body organs, and many wonderful ways to participate in. Maybe if you're having some specific issue, you just need to find a quiet space where you can relax and enjoy that. And I guess if you need to, you can contact Ron about possibly setting up a payment plan. So also, just wanted to say, too, that on June 30th, Ron's doing the Spirit in the Box Spirit Retrieval, which is a greatly needed healing session. It's also $50, and it's June 30th, again, starting at 1 o'clock Pacific time. So please make sure you check those out, and if you can, set aside those times to register and attend. You can find all of this information that I just talked about at the top of creationlightship.com. Okay, so someone's writing in, Ron, and they said, Ron, closing all chakras in last Sunday's call calmed my body down big time. Heart rate before was 82, even while resting. Now, it's a surprising 68. Thanks, Ron.
Oh, that's very good. Great. Very good.
Okay, and the next question is, okay, this is kind of a funny one. Someone's commenting on the 2,000-year barcode removal, and I just want to talk a little bit about that one. Before we go into it, because, let's see, 2,000 years of darkness, it's part of the 16 clearings bundle that Ron offers every month, and that is available for purchase for only $10, and it's kind of an update, so you get, over a dozen clearings, and the 2,000-year barcode removal is part of that. So this person writes, Hi, Ron. Sometimes I feel extremely lazy to do healings. My cure is the 2,000-year barcode removal. Each step I do for 45 minutes to 1 hour instead of the 5-minute default, and I run it continuously for a few days. The results are absolutely amazing. Absolute renewed interest in my spiritual welfare. Please share this.
Great. So they're doing the clearings a lot longer than what's specified. Is that correct? Is that what I understood?
I believe they're doing it, they're changing the default setting of 5 minutes to 45 minutes to an hour, and they're running it continuously for a couple of days. So I guess they're doing, I guess they didn't mention any other healing, just the 2,000-year barcode removal, which is part of the 16 clearings bundle that you offer for everybody every month.
Great.
Okay. So the next question is, I think maybe, let me see, I'm not sure. Part of this got cut off, but this person's asking, since there are so many clearings for the body, would not the body also be connected to how healthy the earth is, and would a sick and polluted earth also make our bodies sick, even though we do healings with Creation Lightship?
I didn't quite get that. They're trying to connect doing clearings on yourself to doing clearings, you know, on the earth at the same time?
Well, I think they're inquiring as to, even though they do healings and clearings with Creation Lightship, they are still connected to the sick and polluted earth. So they're wondering, even though they're doing clearings, will they still get sick because they're living on a polluted planet?
Well, the clearings, you know, could help the earth, but, you know, you're trying to get onto the new earth, so that's how I perceive a lot of stuff. I try to stand the new earth, and you can do your clearings, and it may filter into the old earth. It's, the old earth still has duality. So your situations are when you're in duality on the old earth. If you get into the new earth, then you may find yourself having less tension and less situations going on. Hopefully that helped, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think it did, Ron. And also, so the question goes on to say, they're wondering if the answer is yes, what can be done about better healings for the body, regardless of the health of the earth, while we are still here?
Well, you're separated from the earth, you know.
I think they're maybe talking about, like, environmental toxins or, I'm not sure, but maybe pollution, that type of thing. So even though you're doing clearings, how can you better protect yourself from your environment? That's what it sounds like to me.
Maybe someone else could answer that. You may have a better clue than me on this right now. You know, everybody has situations. You know, if you're living in a toxic area, then the only way to really, you know, correct the earth imbalance is to move and go someplace where it isn't toxic for you.
Right, right.
You know, everybody's living in a different location. And so maybe you're next to a dump, and then you want to have clearings to help yourself because you're being polluted by the smell of the dump or something. Well, you know, I'm sure the clearings could help you, but the real thing is to realize that you need to move to get away from that. So it's taking responsibility for your life and not relying on the clearings as much. The clearings is going to help you, sure, but if you don't, you know, look at the reality that you're in, then and you don't change it, how do you expect to have, you know, wonderful results, you know, because you have to get out of the situation. And then you don't want to get too mental either. You know, if you start reading all the stuff that's wrong with the Earth, you know, yeah, there's a lot of stuff wrong that people and aliens have done. And that's the way it is. That's your given. So anyway, I don't know how else to really answer that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my response to that question would be you have to safeguard yourself and your body in any way you possibly can. And that means not only doing clearings, but also, you know, having a water filtration system or, you know, going to a spring and bottling your own water or physically even moving to a new place. I mean, there is no pollution on the new Earth. So all of the clearings and healings that you're doing, if you're transferring them over to the new Earth, it stands to reason that you'll probably feel better and feel less connected to looking at the Earth currently the way it is and focusing on all the negative things that the people and aliens have done to it. So it's very unfortunate. So, I mean, I don't know, Ron, I mean, you can't really go too deeply into it, I'm sure, but it's just kind of what possibly the clearings could help you create openings for changing your physical location or space or getting to a place that's less polluted and less toxic, because I know some areas of the country are way better for people with certain conditions than others. So it's just a question of maybe using the healings to create an opening so that you can function better. And if anybody in the listening audience has suggestions for this listener in terms of what to do, I know oftentimes just kind of a sadness that we feel because our planet is like this. So, Ron, I don't know if you want to do like a sample clearing for sadness for everybody. That might help.
Sure, I can do that, yeah.
Okay,
here we go.
Thanks.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, there we go. So that may help you out. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see what we have next coming up here.
Okay, so someone was wondering, in the unlimited death barcode clearing, there is no button for home or car.
Yeah, it's not on there yet. You could add it after your name if you wish. So I'll have to get that probably upgraded.
Okay. So in the meantime, until we can take care of that, you could just add maybe your address after your name or your model and make of your car after your name. Would that be okay, Ron?
Yeah, just put car and house, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you need to send me the information of the make, your model of your car. And I don't need license plates, just what the thing is, you know. And the same with your house. And the house would actually need your address, you know, address and street and maybe town and state. So I can zero in on that and see what it is. And that's pretty beneficial. In fact, if somebody, I remember somebody saying that their car ran better after they did this. If anybody else has done this for maybe their house and their car, maybe you can just let us know on an email here. We can read it on the air of what how it's helped your house or your car. So back to you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Ron. And it is very cool that we're able to do that and remove those barcodes from our cars, which we do spend a lot of time in. Okay, so let me see here. Somebody else had a comment. Oh, Ron, people were wondering if you still would like them to write in about their experiences with the special forces.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
We can relay that to people. You know, that would be some people like to hear what's going on. So Great.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and I think it was Saturday you said we were all still on rest and relaxation.
Yep, R&R, yep.
Okay. And someone's asking, are all the soldiers on R&R or just the enlisted ones? This person missed the start of the show.
Just the ones that I enlisted.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, I noticed since that happened, I've been sleeping a lot more soundly, so that's very helpful. Okay, so everybody, Ron, would like you to write in with your question, or I mean your experiences with Special Forces if you're enlisted, and if you're also going to be listening here, I guess we'll just he'll keep us posted as to when to that when that's over. All right. So
yeah, I want to make a comment here because some people. I didn't quite understand what I was talking about on maybe the last show or two here about memory. So your memories hold a picture of a situation that you were you lived in the past, and I tell people don't get caught up in your memories, and so people don't understand typically what I'm talking about because that you want to get rid of the memories. And you also want to get rid of the charge, the negative charge or the positive charge on your memory. That's what's pulling you into duality. So, if you're listening and you don't know, you go, wow, how am I going to live without my memories? Well, you don't want to be having those memories that become very reactive when you look at them, which means being very happy or very sad. That puts you on timelines. So if that's, hopefully this is more clarity because I did mention and give examples of being very excited about going someplace or being upset. Well, if your memories have that in there, and more than likely they do because you're holding it on a timeline, then at that point you're being put on more timelines. And so that's why your memories are keeping you here. That's why you're reincarnating because of your memories. Then you have all that extra juice there, we'll say, about wanting to come back to make amends, we'll say. That's what they sort of do. You made a mistake in your last lifetime, and now you came back this time because you made a mistake, and that's held in your cellular memories of your body, so you come back, and now that's reactivated in you, and you don't want to have memories. Remember, you want to live in the now. There's no memories in the now. If there was memories in the now, then you're in duality because you have a reaction to the memories. So hopefully the people that didn't understand that would understand it now. You don't want to have any kind of reaction. In the now, you don't have any reactions. And so your memories are keeping you held captive on the earth here. And you cannot bring memories into the new earth. Doesn't exist. There's no record or storytelling or anything reactive on the new earth, which is what your memories are attached to. The old earth has plenty of memories. You can just pick up anything in your life or read something in the newspaper that will turn into a memory for you. And how's that affecting you? And what DNA is being activated by it? And then also you have the people that maybe are don't have a job or they're retired or something, and they're doing web surfing continuously. And that's the problem that they're having is that they're dealing with memories. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I mean, I guess ideally the only thing you would want to feel is when you looked at the past is peace. So, obviously, if you're bringing up these memories and you're still feeling emotional about them, they all need to be cleared. And it's kind of a way to become present to what it is that's still affecting your current lifetime from the past.
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll do a clearing here. And I'll do a clearing for one of your memories so you can see what it's like. So think of a memory. It could be negative or positive. You won't probably have a memory where it's neutral. Okay? I don't think they exist. they're in exist. So remember, when you look at a memory, it's going to give you some type of duality charge on it, some kind of reaction. So, you know, if you got $100, you know, when you're 10 years of age for your birthday, you know, that would be wonderful, you know? And you'd probably be very excited when you think about that $100 bill. Now, if, you know, so that's a positive thing. You might think that's a great experience. I'm going into the past, and I got that $100, and I'm very excited. Well, right away, you're in duality. And, you know, what if you had that money stolen? You know, the dark side is going to give you the opposite of that, a law of cause and effect to seek balance, okay? So, you know, negative things could happen with a $100 bill. Not always, but, you know, that's a possibility. So think of one of your memories, and maybe your whole life is filled full of memories. It just depends how, what the impact on it is. Your whole life today is filled full of memories. You know, you got into your car to go someplace, you went out on your walk, you know, you went to buy something, you know. You probably have memories, you know, every 10 minutes or something. But the ones that are more impactful for you, where there's negative conditions and stuff, or positive conditions, that's what you're going to hang on to, and that puts you on those timelines. So what you want to do is just think about all those situations or what you had, and think of one today that you had that was wonderful or the complete opposite. And here we go. I'll release that energy from that memory from you. Remember, it's still, either way, it's bad. So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And for some people, you might need another one here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Very good. So there we go. And we'll see if we have any comments on that. So whenever you have a reaction to anything, that's what happens. You get a memory, a situation happens, and then you're on timelines, and the aliens can keep replicating that timeline for you, and it's not good. And that's why you get stuck here. So your memories are the problem. So back to you. And remember, in source energy, you have no memories. It doesn't exist. You just live life in the moment, and in the moment, since there's no time involved with it, you're, you know, going to have a great experience. So back to you.
Okay, cool. Ron, thank you for doing that sample clearing, and I definitely was yawning a lot, and I wonder if anybody had any responses or reactions to those clearings that Ron just did. So someone, while we wait for some responses, I've got a couple more questions here, and someone asked if, Ron, could you please clarify this question? Can I timeline crash in the advanced parallel timeline crash a dream with emotions and other emotional issues?
Okay, you can only do one at a time. So I'll say yes, but emotional issues, it sounds like a run-on sentence, okay? So each timeline that you're on is one issue. So you can crash one issue at a time on any of the timeline crashes, not two issues. So back
okay,
to you.
Okay, so one emotion at a time.
Yes.
And I guess, like, if they had a dream that had multiple emotions, they would have to timeline crash, advanced parallel timeline crash. Each one would have to be separate.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, thanks for clarifying that. Yeah, dreams can be funny. So, yeah, you definitely would want to timeline crash those, even if you didn't really have any emotions connected to them. So, all right, The next question has to do with the alien parallel lifetime removal. And this listener said, I was listening to an archive where Ron recommended doing around 150 lifetimes per century or 10,000 years. I'm not sure how this could be done. There are 10 lifetimes as options per century, and my understanding is to run one lifetime at a time. My question is, how would I run 150 lifetimes per century?
Well, I first put on just the 10, and it should have probably went up to 1,000, okay? So each time you start over again on that number and just keep track of where you are.
Right.
Because each time you click on one, it's like a drop-down box in a sense, where you click on each one. So just keep track of each 10. So you do 10,
yeah.
10, that's 100. So,
right.
Okay, dokie?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. You just keep going through the 10s and eventually just, you know, make a little chalk marks and add them up, and then you'll have done 150. Okay, so hopefully that helps. And, yeah, that advanced parallel lifetime, hold on. I'm sorry. Alien parallel lifetime removal. That's a very, very powerful clearing. And once again, I just wanted to point out that you can find all of these clearings and healings that we're talking about at creationlightship.com. Make sure you check out Ron's upcoming special calls on June 16th, as well as the Spirit in the Box call on the 30th, which is, I think, identified on the website as the Spirit Retrieval Healing Call. So just to clear up any confusion. That last clearing that we were talking about, it just does take a very long time. There's really no way around it. It's a very comprehensive and in-depth clearing, so you kind of have to be committed to doing that. If that's something that you feel you need to do.
So I'll do another clearing for one of your memories, okay?
Okay, great.
Because remember, memories are not on the new earth. That's where you want to live. And here you have memories, and the memories, like I said, that you have are full of reactive energy, either positive or negative. And that's what the aliens want, is to grab you on your memories because it has horsepower. The more excited you are, the more timelines you're going to be put on, or the more sadness you have, or anger, or whatever, the more you're going to be involved with more of the timelines for that. It doesn't matter if you think good is great and, you know, they're not going to get you, or they only get you when you're, you know, angry or awful or upset or, you know, depressed, you know. It's the same stuff, but just energy. So it all depends, you know. For them, they don't care what it is, and, you know, they'll just attach to you any way they can. So here we go. Think of one of your memories, doesn't matter, and your body, if I could do your memories, and if I did like 20 of these memories that you had, your body would start to relax, and you'd feel better because you're being released from some of those timelines. So here we go. See if your body relaxes. Think of one of those memories that you have. Could be a key point in your life. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Wonderful. Okie doke. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that seemed to take a lot less time and also be a little bit easier that time. Okay, so we got Okay, this is kind of interesting. This listener was on during the Friday show on BBS, and they wrote in a little testimonial and said, Ron, after your live healings for pain associated with animal life form loss on Friday, May 25th, clearing our attachment to them, you again cleared it, saying it was especially heavy and affecting someone's mother who had lost a special pet. I realized that it was my mother who had been grieving heavily to me over the loss of her 14-year-old dog. At the closing of Friday's show, May 25th, you kindly added for those of us with heavy hearts to purchase the heartache clearing at half price, which once I realized the impact of your live clearings from my mother's drama, I purchased immediately, unlimited, and ran it for her immediately. Today, she seems much more at peace and didn't mention her dog at all. Friday's show brought me several blessings, and this relief of grief was a big one. You really hit the nail on the head. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a really wonderful and powerful thing. And it's kind of terrible because pets, I think, animal companions become like essentially family to us. And it's kind of like losing a child when you have to say, you know, they pass on to the next place. So it's hard for us. I don't really even think it's that hard for them. It's probably harder for us to stay behind and deal with the loss. So I know a lot of our listeners have really special relationships with animals. So that's great. And that was, if you're interested in catching the archive, that was broadcast on May 25th, which was a Friday. So you can just check out the wonderful BBS radio archives of our show and make sure to listen to that one. I actually have listened to it, and it's very good. So let's see here. Someone else has a question about implants, and they're wondering if you need to check a person's heart chakra to see if implants are drawing pollution into their body.
I have no clue on that one, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Sounds like one of those two mental questions.
Yeah. Okay. All right, fair enough. So let's see here. Just wanted to try to find, I know, we had some really nice responses from the last time that Ron did the Spirit in the Box call, and people were saying that they felt extraordinarily calm, peaceful, and heart-centered. And someone else was asking, saying, I feel so much better from the Spirit in the Box. I really do feel that I have more spirit within me. They reported improved joint pain and movement. So that one's coming up again. Somebody was asking if we're going to do it again. And yes, it is going to be on the 30th. That's the Spirit in the Box, spirit retrieval healing call. It's $50, and you can attend live or as an absentee, and also check out Oregon Restoration Healing Call on June 16th. Okay, so somebody else had a response to the Friday, May 25th show, which, yeah, that was a very powerful show, Ron, the Friday evening show. I mean, if you're missing these shows, please make sure you check out the archives. There's so much wonderful information there, and Ron does so many wonderful, generous, free healings on a lot of them. So it's always great, and it's very supportive to us and to BBS. So someone wrote in and said, regarding the divorce clearing on Friday, May 25th, I was so glad when Ron started clearing us of emotions of separation due to divorce or relationship breakup. My former husband was listening at the time and also runs the clearings. Now we can feel more free of such a burden on us we didn't acknowledge or clear before, as we are friends. As we are friends again. Okay. I do feel neutral now over the situation and also the memory of it, thanks to today's memory clearing. I'm going to replay the archive and clear old relationships that no longer exist.
Yeah, let's do that right now. So if you have a memory of a relationship, maybe you have a couple in your life that you hang on to or something or more, but here we go. So think of that relationship, and here we go. So the first one, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And go to the second one here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I guess I'll do two more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, awesome. And if you would like to send in a response to your feelings, or maybe you have some reactions in your body on the clearings that Ron did tonight for relationships, memory, any of the above, please feel free to email us. Again, it's clsquestions@bbsradio.com. So someone has a question about an object, and they, I guess it's an object activation question, Ron, but they're asking, can I wash an activated object with soap and water?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, like if you had a Merkaba that you used to have underneath your food plate, you know, and you got food on it, you know, or something sticky, we'll say. Yeah, you could just rinse it off, yeah, but just be careful. So, yeah, you know, a lot of people are using the Merkabas, you know, that we have for, you know, energizing their food, making their food compatible. So if you're listening and you wanted to have one, they're $20. So you can just, you know, send us, you know, me the receipt of what you have and your address, and we'll mail it off to you, then we'll energize it after you receive it. So back to you.
Okay, great, thanks. Okay, so someone else is asking, what's the difference between the timeline crash with space-time crash and the advanced parallel life program timeline crash?
Repeat that again, Elizabeth. I didn't quite get it.
There's two different clearings offered. One is called Advanced Parallel Life Programs Timeline Crash, and the other one is Timeline Crash with Space-Time Crash. And this listener is wondering, what's the difference between the two?
I'll have to have... we'll have to have Anne maybe send the information to that. I think we have it listed, what the differences are.
Yeah, I was just looking here now, and I didn't see anything. I mean, I found the clearings online on the website, but I don't know what the difference is myself. There are two different kinds of timeline crashes, and I guess one deals with parallel lifetimes and one deals with space-time.
Yeah, and then we have one, which could be the same one you're talking about there. I do have one that you can add, I believe, timeline crashes to your different, like, emotions and, you know, fear, all the whole lifetime clearings. You know, so if you have a situation that way, you can add it.
Yeah. There's, I believe you have to do first just the timeline crashing clearing on each of your chosen issues before going into the space-time crash?
Yes, that is correct.
Right, and you can only perform that on yourself. I mean, you can perform it on somebody else, but only if they're in the same location as you. And you want to make sure that when you do space-time crashing, you're not doing anything active. And you're in a relaxed place. I mean, I can read a little bit about that if you want, Ron.
Maybe if people need to know about it, we can send them that information that we have.
Yeah, or you could just go to the website and look at space-time crash. I mean, it's all there, so you can access it that way. Just type in space-time into the search for a healing box, and it'll pull it up there. As far as the other one goes, there isn't too much there, so all I know is it's $150 for each person. And that's the Advanced Parallel Life Programs. Okay, so someone said, Ron, the memory clearing was awesome. As there is no memory clearing, what would you suggest to do besides timeline crashing, if anything?
What you might do is, since I don't have a memory clearing on the website, go into the special clearing. That's a whole lifetime clearing, and you could put a memory in there. And normally that clearing is only used one time for a special incident, but I'll let you use it indefinitely. If you get the special clearing with the unlimited, then you can go in and put your memories in there, and it'll start clearing them out. Remember, memories could be attached to other memories. And so you may have a whole, like, file folder full of different memories that are kind of very similar with the same theme. So that's what I would do, is go in there and just use that for your different memories that you've had throughout your life. And as you start clearing them away, you may only, you know, think you have maybe a dozen of them that you can think of, and then you're going to start getting more and more of them as you start clearing out the different energies. And that's sort of the way it works. You start on doing the onion peel, and you just get the major ones first, and then once those are gone and your body starts to loosen up, then you're going to start to feel much, much better. So that's kind of how I would do that, is get the ones that are the most traumatic for you, or the most, you know, happy or sad, makes no difference, and just start releasing those, and you're going to find your body is relaxing. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Okay, so the person who wrote in with the question on the alien parallel lifetime removal is responding to what you said earlier, Ron, and they are just confirming. So in order to do 150 lifetimes, for example, would I select lifetime 10 and then run lifetime 10 15 times for 10, 20, 30, etc., well, for 150 lifetimes total? So running the clearing at
Doesn't sound right.
Yeah, they're asking they wouldn't go down the line.
Yeah, it should actually have 150. So each one, you start out with number one, and that's one, and you go to 10. That means you did 10 of them. And then you do it over again, and number one would be 11. And number two would be 12.
Right. So they would go one at a time. That's what they're asking. Their question.
Yes, one at a time. Yeah, 150 clearings on that.
Okay.
Not cool. 10 times 15.
Right. Okay. Yes, I see what you're saying. So you would go, you do 1 through 10, and that's 10, and then 1 through 10 again, and that's 11 through 20, and so on and so forth. So I hope that answers that question for you. I think they just needed some clarification on that. All right. Okay. Let's see here. Sorry, Ron, I had the mute on there. Just looking for questions here for people. All right. So somebody else. Okay, somebody has a question. They've been dealing with a lot of noisy environments lately and constantly being stuck in environments like that. They're wondering what's causing that and how can they deal with it.
What's that about, a bad environment? I didn't quite hear.
Noisy environment.
Noisy. Move.
Yep, just, I don't know.
Remember, the clearings can help you, so much. Remember, let's just say that you got online right now and you texted me, we got on with the show and you said, Ron, I'm a smoker and I have lung cancer. And you have a clearing for that. And I'd first say, well, did you stop smoking? And they, oh, no, I love smoking. And it's causing cancer. Well, is the clearing going to help you much? It possibly could. Will take away your cancer? I don't know. But the most beneficial thing is for you to stop smoking. So, and maybe, that's the whole thing. You have to be responsible for your life. The clearings aren't going to fix everything for you. They're just going to bring balance and peace to you. And could also take away, your genetic past disposition of what you're dealing with. But, it's up to you to decide, how you want your life to be. If you're in a bad environment, then move. It's as simple as that, Anybody would tell you that. So that's, why are you there? Maybe you're stuck on a grid line. So you may say, Ron, I can't move. My neighbors are really noisy and I just can't move. Well, why can't you move? Well, I don't know why I can't move. Well, why don't you try doing the grid line clearing? Maybe that'll release you from that grid line that's holding you there. And maybe that might allow you to move. So do the grid line, ley line clearing and see what happens. Remember, it's up to you to be responsible for your life. The clearings aren't going to help you if you're not responsible. You got to be able to take action. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really important distinction, Ron. And I think, a lot of people do have that kind of block. And sometimes it really is just about changing where you physically are and then working it out that way. Because, Ron said the clearings can only bring balance and peace to you. You physically have to make the decision to do something about your situation. Okay, so here's kind of a good one. Someone was asking, what types of things should they put in the whole lifetime mental clearing?
normally that clearing it like cleans the slate on that, so you don't have to really specify anything.
Okay.
So that's what almost all the whole lifetime clearings are. It just like cleans the slate on that energetic body. So you're not going fishing. It just clears it for you. And then you get the unlimited when you have current situations that, you know, after the fact that you did the whole lifetime one, then it doesn't clear anything in your future after you did that clearing, because you should be in the now. And then the now wouldn't require you to have any more clearings done. But people cannot really stay in the now. So that's why you get the unlimited, to bring you back into the now, and you enter in your situations that you've encountered. So you're staying, you know, current with that clearing. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And we had a couple more testimonials and questions come in regarding the memory clearings that you did earlier on the show. So someone said, the release of some of those past three memory relationships Ron just did made me wince to think of them, but now I feel more balanced and neutral about them. I'll also listen to the archive, this archive again, for more memory clearance. Thanks, Ron. And someone else said, Ron, thanks for the suggestion. I have literally thousands of memories recalled. Can almost remember everything from most of my life after about three or four. Wow. We'll work on the special clearing. Again, thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah, so it'll start giving you more peace.
Oh, wow. This person must have like a photographic memory or something.
Yeah. So it'll start giving you more peace as you release these.
Yeah, wow. That's great. Glad we could help you, and glad Ron's clearings could help you. And I think we are actually coming toward the end of our show. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you for any last-minute thoughts and the mind heart drop.
Okay, so here we go. No other thoughts. So, to the mind heart drop. Here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And I will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate that action. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, so blessings. Thank you for listening. Maybe want to mark this archive and the one that we had also, I guess, on the 24th, 25th, revisit those. And thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank you, listeners, for listening. We'll see you later. And our next show is on Wednesday, same time, same station, but different time. It'd be at 7 o'clock Pacific. Bye, everyone. Blessings.